Romans 7:14-25. Frustration, failure, death, and defeat. Intro. Suppose that you were a boxer, and today you will fight your opponent in the boxing ring again. You have faced the same boxer 10,000 times. Your record is 0-10,000. He has defeated you 10,000 times. You have never won. Your opponent also has an ally named the law, who is refereeing the match. The referee works with your opponent to ensure that you are always defeated. It is like a tag team match in wrestling. These two gang up on you and attack you like bullies every day. Your sin nature causes you to sin. Then the referee blows a whistle and tells you that you are wrong and that you are condemned. While the referee is exposing your sin, the sin nature climbs onto the corner post of the ring and jumps down on you while the referee is still talking. Then the sin nature goes back to attacking you, landing blow after blow with more guilt, accusations, and temptations. You stay in the ring, losing the battle until bedtime. You go back into the ring when you wake up the next day and do it all again. This is a ridiculous portrayal of the battle Paul described in Romans 7. But it describes the battle that we all face every day. Many times we are getting beat up and feel like we're losing the war. Before we begin this final segment of our study in Romans 7, please reread the whole chapter and underline or circle every time Paul uses the word I, me, or my in Romans 7. Let's read verses 14 to 20. Verse 14, we know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. Verse 15, I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. 16, and if I do what I do not want to do, I admit that the law is good. 17, in that case, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. Verse 18, I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my flesh, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Verse 19, for I do not do the good I want to do. Instead, I keep doing the evil I do not want to do. Verse 20, and if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that is living in me. Meditation question. Explain Paul's frustration in your own words from verses 14 to 20. Paul was very frustrated with himself. He wanted to do good, but the more he tried, the more he failed. He realized that God's law is spiritual, but he was unspiritual. His sinful nature controlled him, and he was a slave to sin. He did not do what he knew was right, but he did do what he knew was wrong and what he hated. Paul reached conclusions that are difficult for anyone to admit about themselves. In verse 18, he said, I know that nothing good lives in me, in my flesh. I cannot do what is righteous. I just keep doing things that are evil. I know that it is sin living in me that causes me to do it. Meditation question. What is the flesh? Scholars and theologians have differing views on the meaning of the flesh, as Paul uses it in this chapter, in Romans chapter 7. The word translated flesh in English comes from the Greek word sarx, which often refers to the human body. However, Paul uses this word to describe the sinful nature of human beings. It is our selfish nature that functions independently of God and in rebellion to him. Paul uses the word flesh in verses 5, 14, 18, and 25. Reading each of these verses will give us insight into what Paul meant by flesh. Verse 5, Romans 7, 5. For while we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were brought to light by the law were at work in the parts of our body to bear fruit for death. Verse 14, we know that the law is spiritual, but I am fleshly, sold in bondage to sin. Verse 18, for we know that good does not dwell in me, that is in my flesh, for the willing is present in me, but the doing of good is not. Verse 25. On the one hand, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, the law of sin. Our flesh, or our sinful nature, often produces evil desires and actions that we carry out with our physical body. Galatians 5:19 gives a list of these wicked behaviors. It says the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. Although the flesh produces evil actions like these, our flesh also sometimes tries to do good. Paul said he had done evil things, but he also said he strove to do good things. I am not saying that the flesh does good, but it attempts to do good. The truth is, as Paul stated in verse 18, nothing good lives in our flesh. One of Paul's problems was that he was trying to be righteous and do what was right in his own energy. This was an effort to be righteous in his flesh. Instead of living by faith and trusting Jesus, he strove to do it on his own. Following Jesus is not about trying to be good or righteous apart from Christ. The only way we can be righteous is by receiving the righteousness of Christ by faith and through living by his indwelling presence. Many people go to church and try to be good and do what is right through their own energy and efforts. This is an attempt to keep the law in the flesh without faith and without Christ. This is dead religion, and it does not please God. Nevertheless, many religious people strive to be good in their own strength, in the flesh, rather than trusting Christ for his righteousness. This is essentially moralism, which is one of the biggest problems in the church today. To find true righteousness in Christ, we must come to the same point Paul reached in Romans 7. We must admit that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my flesh. I want to do good, but I cannot. I want to do good, but I do evil. This evil is coming from my sinful nature. Now let's look at verses 21 through 25. Verse 21. This is the principle I have discovered. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. 22, for in my inner being I delight in God's laws. 23, but I see another law at work in my body, warring against the law of my mind and holding me captive to the law of sin that dwells within me. What a wretched man that I am. Who will rescue me from the body of death, from this body of death? Verse 25, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with my mind, I serve the law of God, but with my flesh, I serve the law of sin. The meditation question for verse 25 is, describe the war that goes on inside of us. Who is fighting who? Paul sums up his situation in these verses. There is a war going on inside of him between good and evil, between his sinful nature and his new nature in Christ. He delights in God's law and wants to do what is right, but is controlled by evil. He is a prisoner of the sin dwelling inside of him. In verse 25, he states the problem succinctly. With my mind, I serve the law of God, but with my flesh, I serve the law of sin. The final meditation questions are, why did Paul call himself a wretched man? And the second question, how can we win this war? Paul is frustrated because of this conflict. He could not overcome the power of his sinful nature, even though he tried. We have all felt terrible when we have done things that we know are wrong. Sometimes we get very angry, even though inside we want to be kind and loving. Sometimes we are very selfish, even though we know that selfishness is fruitfulness and wrong. Our opponent is our sin nature, and he has an ally called the law, as I described in the intro. Our opponent will always win unless we have an ally. Jesus is our ally. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the Lord of the universe and the creator of all things. He has all authority in heaven and on earth. He is the one who lives in us and gave us his life for us. He promised to be with us always, even to the end of history as we know it. This is why Paul expressed hope in verse 25 when he said, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord." If Jesus is our ally, who do you think will win the fight today? The truth is that Jesus has already won the victory for us on the cross. He defeated Satan and took away his power. He set us free from sin, guilt, judgment, and bondage. Complete victory for us is assured. And Jesus knows how to deliver us from the sin nature. However, it is not by us become stronger and stronger in our own strength or by striving harder and harder to be good. It starts by saying, "I am the problem. I am not righteous. There is no good in my flesh. The life of Jesus in me is my only hope." This confession puts us into a position to be able to walk in victory through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. He takes us out of the boxing ring and away from the law that condemns us. We live with him in his house, and he lives in us. He is our righteousness, and he is our victory. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy and unconditional love, despite our sinful actions and sinful hearts. Thank you for making it possible for us to walk in righteousness and in victory through your indwelling life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.